USA News, I'm Dave Collins. It's now the sixth day of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan, and the number could rise in the next couple of days. UAW President Sean Fain made an announcement that more workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't brought to the table. Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in Brian Koberger's case. Lisa Taylor with more.
He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge approved to hold one hearing behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury. The second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions. That hearing will be open to the public.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back against claims he interfered with the Hunter Biden tax investigation. Testifying before the House Judiciary Committee earlier on Wednesday, Garland repeatedly told lawmakers Special Counsel David Weiss has full authority to pursue charges in jurisdictions across the country. House Republicans have accused the Justice Department of slow-walking the investigation into the president's son. With the September 30th deadline approaching, Republicans and Democrats are in a budgetary standoff, blaming each other. Senator Kristen Gillibrand anticipates a government shutdown in just over a week.
When you shut down a government, it affects the economy significantly. It can cause billions of dollars of damage that never gets restored.
She criticizes Republican control in the House, deeming it detrimental to the government. Stocks are down, ending the day on Wall Street. This comes after Federal Reserve decided to pause its rate hiking campaign to fight inflation. However, the Fed hinted one more rate hike is most likely in the cards for this year. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
America will once again be able to order free COVID-19 home tests next week. Households can order four tests from covidtests.gov starting September 25th. Elon Musk's controversial startup Neuralink is recruiting for its first human clinical trial. The biotechnology company received approval from an independent review board to begin offering brain implants to paralysis patients. The study, nicknamed Prime, precise robotically implanted brain-computer interface, investigates whether the implant works and is safe. Extinction may become extinct.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Geneticists have, for the first time, isolated and decoded RNA molecules from a creature that died out long ago. The genetic material, which came from a 130-year-old Tasmanian tiger, has allowed scientists to better understand how the animal's genes functioned. Now, while scientists' goal was not de-extinction, a better understanding of the Tasmanian tiger's genetic makeup could help recently launched efforts to bring back the animal in some form. I'm Corey Myers.
American cheese slices are being recalled by Kraft over potential choking hazard. Nearly 84,000 individually wrapped singles were affected. Thin strip of film could stick to the slice. Kraft Heinz says return it to the retailer where you bought it. Dave Collins, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.